to Jewish Abraham and Moses were sitting in a Chinese restaurant. Abraham asked Moses, "Are there any Jewish in China?" "I don't know," Moses replied. "Why don't we ask the waiter?" When the waiter came by, Moses said, "Do you have any Chinese Jews?" "I don't know, sir, let me ask," the waiter replied, and he went into the kitchen. He quickly returned and said, "No, sir, no Chinese Jews." "Are you sure?" Moses asked. "I will check with our manager, sir," the waiter replied and went back to the kitchen. While he was still gone, Abraham said, "I cannot believe there are no Jewish in China. Our people are scattered everywhere." When the waiter returned, he said, "Sir, no Chinese Jews." "Are you really sure?" Moses asked again. "I cannot believe you have no Chinese Jews." "Sir, I ask everyone," the waiter replied, exasperated. "We have orange juice, prune juice, tomato juice, and grape juice, but no one ever heard of Chinese Jews." After John was arrested, Jesus chose Capernaum and the Sea of Galilee as the base for his teaching, preaching, and healing mission. Galilee was a small region with a large mixed Jewish and Gentile population. Major trade routes passed through it. Hence, the Galileans were more open than the residents of Judea to new ideas. In addition, the western shore of the sea was occupied by many small but prosperous cities and towns. This provided Jesus with a chance to minister to many people within a reasonable walking distance. Jesus had located himself among the marginalized, with the poor, not the wealthy, with the rural peasants, not the urban elite, with the ruled, not the rulers, with the powerless and exploited, not the powerful, and with those who resisted imperial demands rather than with those who enforced them. Jesus used exactly the same words John the Baptist had used: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." The Greek word for repent is metanoia, which implies a radical change in one's thinking. When you begin to make this radical change, then we become part of that kingdom and God starts ruling our lives. The kingdom of heaven is the theme of Jesus' preaching. The kingdom of God occurs when the will of God is established on earth, that is, when the world becomes the way God wants it to be. The day that prayer is answered in full will be good news for each one of us, because when we do God's will, His kingdom is established, evil is destroyed, and poverty, war, hatred, injustice, corruption, and violence will disappear. There will be abundance and peace, love and kindness, harmony and justice. Hence, to be in God's kingdom is to be in relationship of loving surrender to God, and consequently to be an environment where values like truth, love, compassion, justice, freedom and peace prevail. Matthew shows Jesus calling two sets of fishermen brothers, Simon and Andrew and James and John, and except for telling them, "Come after me and I will make you fishers of men," he gives no indication about what following him will entail, where they are going and what they will do. For Jesus, the disciples were to be those who would carry on his messianic mission, bringing his light to the whole world after his death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. Jesus invited these four to become his disciples, and they respond immediately, leaving their nets, their boats, and James and John, their father Zebedee, as well as to follow Jesus. The 12 Jesus called were apparently less than ideal candidates to be his students. The first call, four fishermen, were simple, working people with no great background. What Jesus needed then were ordinary people who would give him themselves. What Christ needs today is not our ability, but our availability. What Jesus taught his 12 disciples was not a course of study, but a way of life to follow. Hence, he offered all these men the opportunity to observe him close at hand on a daily basis. The church responds to Jesus by reminding us that the call from Jesus is personal for each one of us. It is then the responsibility of each one of us to be a personal witness within the common mission of spreading the good news.